Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Benford is really good the last couple of years. He was 18th in my coverage DVOA 2 years ago. He was fourth last year, and that involves coverage on every play. So it's measuring not just what you allow per target, but how often you're targeted. So he's not targeted very much. And when he is targeted, he's very good. And I don't think people realize how good Benford is. He's so good that I actually put him on my defensive player of the year ballot last year. I had him fifth. He's not one, but it's pretty good.
Aaron Schatz. I am a fan of his. And if he put Christian Benford on his defensive player of the year ballot, I bet it was deserved. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Aaron was on One Bills Live. We just got done talking to our guest from Denver, Zach Stevens. R.J. Harvey, the running back they drafted, one of many running backs. Remember the days before the weeks, months before the draft, talking about all these different players? Running back really didn't dwell on. I wanted to. Bulldog said no because the Bills were not going to draft one. He said, and if they only would, you said they only would if they were worried about
really
James
worried
Cook.
About Cook, yeah.
And they did not draft one. Harvey, one of a dozen guys or so that you could have put in any order outside of like the top four. He might have gone fifth, actually. So I called up his page when Zach was on. 6.8 yards per carry last year for Central Florida and 22 rushing touchdowns, 131 yards per game. I was pretty sure, and I see now that it does say on Pro Football Reference that the bold type means when a player leads the conference, his conference, in stats. But I didn't realize, I wasn't sure of that right away. So I called up Ashton Gentry just to see, like, wait, he's got bold print for yards per attempt, 6.8, and touchdowns, 22. Harvey, did he really have more than Ashton Gentry? No.
They're not in the same conference.
They're not in the same conference. Gentry had, so Harvey went for 1577 in 12 games. Huge, right? Imagine that in the NFL.
It's a monster year, yeah.
That'd be on pace to break the record.
Yep.
Gentry had 1,000 more rushing yards than that. 2,601 and 29 rushing touchdowns on 7 yards per carry. I love that Ross Tucker, who's on with us before the draft, everybody was in love with Gentry. Generational prospect. Is he better than Bijan? Maybe. Is he better than Barkley? Maybe not. He was that. And Ross was like, I got to say, though, guys, he's five, we had the stat at the time, 5.4 or something yards per carry after contact. Maybe make somebody miss once. So I loved that. Yeah. And on ADP chasing the following Tuesday, I brought it up. And the looks I got from my three guys when I was Ross entirely joking? Maybe not, but it's funny, right? You laughed. It's
sure.
Funny.
Yeah.
He might not have been entirely joking, but I mentioned, like, yeah, I was talking to Ross Tucker, and he had this line about Gentry where he brought up 5.3 yards per carry after contact. He's like, can't he make somebody miss once? And I got like blank stares from my guys. Like, wait a minute, what? Pat Gray was like, what? He was the best ever at making guys miss. I'm like, all right, slow down. A, it wasn't me saying it. B, I just thought it was funny. Right? I don't think you take Ross too seriously on this one. I
didn't fact check this before you brought it to the panel, and the panel didn't seem to appreciate it very much.
They did not like it at all. Right. They were taken aback,
right?
To say the least.
Well, sure. Different conferences. The guy from Central Florida was playing in the Mountain West, probably, and the guy kid from Boise was in the ACC, I imagine, right? Is that how that worked?
Yes. Central Florida made the Big 12, actually.
Of course they did.
Really? They're in the Big 12.
Okay. And Boise's in the mountains in the Mountain West.
Yeah.
Although they will be in the revived Pac-12 in 2026.
The revived Pac-12. All right. Good. At least it's West.
How bad a job is it that I am never paying attention to any of that ever again?
Nope, it's healthier.
I just can't.
You can't do conferences.
I can't do conferences. I can't even. I'm going to want to know how the playoff is going to work. But they there was reports about a change.
Yeah, it's going to be 1 through 12.
But there was another new thing today that the SEC really likes this idea. And it's just like, stop. I barely knew how it worked before you started messing with everything. Now you're changing it after 1 year and there's another change maybe? Like I got to change the channel. I can't. I don't have the space. I need a new hard drive.
The show has never sounded older.
Good God.
Let's then just never change anything.
About sports, I would sign for that right now.
Everything stays the same forever.
Just stop.
No expansion.
Stop adding layers of replay.
That sounds good. No sky refs. No more sky refs.
No.
We'll just leave it as is forever.
Yes.
We're not realigning divisions.
Nope.
We're not changing the NHL playoff format.
Yeah, I would, fine.
Oh, you'll take the overall.
I will take the overall. The overall is I don't have to learn anything new.
Yeah.
About the stuff you're doing to try to prop yourself up and get our attention even more so than you already have it. I mean, I'm already eating out of the trough like 24/7 as it is. Sports, you know, they keep making me. Oh, here, we'll try this. This is different. Maybe you'll like it more. I'm fine. I like it enough.
I'll just politely ask anybody listening if they'd like to put a change idea past Bulldog and see if he'll buckle. We're not moving the PGA Championship back to August?
Nope.
We're not.
We're just fine right where we are.
We're still allowing blanks in the Grand Slam of curling events?
Sure.
Even two in a row?
Whatever that means, sure. Yep, all good. Big one was the playoff. You slipped the playoff seating past me in the NHL. I'm not going to blink at anything.
Goalie interference? Any way to clarify it?
Who cares?
Who cares?
Anything goes.
Offside challenge?
My kid's not a goalie anymore. I don't care. Go smash into the goalie.
Hmm. Saw a little bit of that in lacrosse over the weekend.
Yeah.
largely go uncalled. What did I say? Offside challenge? How about the proposal by the Lions recently at the owners' meetings to eliminate all Boston teams?
Ooh, I didn't hear about that one.
That didn't get reported very wide. Didn't really get out. Proposal to eliminate.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, all Boston sports teams. No, you like the Red Sox.
I still like the Red Sox. Yeah, I mean, I have to have a team that I like. I guess it's them still.
This would mean your team would never move. No team would ever move.
Right.
Replay in baseball, you're not going to care about that. traveling is still legal in basketball.
Sure.
Take as many steps as you want.
All these years, I mean, why change now?
Yeah. We're not about to see a return of a proliferation of three-second violations.
Here's what I propose. I would be open to change, but we're going to have to negotiate. So you want to change the seating? Then I get to pull something that I would be living with if everything stood still and never changed. So hockey, want to realign the divisions? Get rid of the offside challenge. Little you know, yin yang here. Wash my back, I wash yours. I will listen to reason. You have a good idea. I'm just going to want to get rid of something that is a scourge on the sports landscape, which the offside challenge is still maybe the most egregious, disgusting thing that's ever happened to a sport I love.
You want one thing different? I get to pull some. I get to change my thing then.
Right.
Well, you suddenly have a lot of power in this.
I love that. I'm settling in. I mean, it's only been a couple of minutes since I was appointed czar of all of sportsdom, but I think I like this idea.
You take your missiles out of Cuba. I'll take mine out of Turkey.
Fine.
Speaking of czar, almost.
All right.
Czar adjacent.
I'm a.
You take your missiles out of Cuba, I'll take mine out of Turkey, okay?
I'm an understanding, compassionate czar.
But you can't tell any. We're not going to mention that I'm doing it. We're not going to mention that I'm taking the missiles out of Turkey. What's going to be public is you're taking your missiles home from Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
But mine are good. I'm telling you,
on
my honor.
Yeah.
Right. But we're not going to mention it.
Right.
For at least a couple of years. Deal? Think of how much anxiety could have been saved right there. Boom. It wasn't not an original idea. Those 4 days in October, 1962.
Yeah. Somebody listened to a podcast today.
No. Wait, I did. What was it? I was on one. It was Purple Insider. You want to think? Maybe that came. The Cuban Missile Crisis came up on Purple Insider.
You never know. That Caller, he's pretty well rounded.
He is. Oh, thanks. Yeah. No, he is. And yeah, that's about it. I didn't really do much else.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Again, the invitation is out there.
Yeah.
If you have a sports change idea that you think would convince Bulldog to just sort of lighten up on these changes, let's hear it. No boats during no boat rides during OTAs. Get to work. No, voluntary is voluntary.
I don't need that. I mean, maybe not have the video of you reaching into your pocket to pull an illicit substance out. That might be, but you know, boat, fine. I got no problem with the boat.
Poor boat.
Last time the NFL in boats, like it's Beckham as a young guy with the Giants, right? Before the playoffs, and they're on a boat.
He was teammates before they played Green Bay,
right?
I believe it was. Yes, You got to say this for Diggs. He's not worried about consequences, is he? Take your pictures. This is my new girlfriend. Here are 50 other women on the boat. Whatever the pink stuff is,
no.
He's not worried about it. I'm sure he, you know, he
at least in
I'm
that moment,
sure.
That's right. He did not seem like, hey, shut this down.
Right. No, there's no sign of that.
Right.
I don't know. He probably thought about what could happen and said, okay, I'm going. Just like Beckham.
I wonder if he wants it back.
No, Diggs never wants it back. That guy never wants it back. No. He wants it out. He wants it double out. He wants everybody to know. He wants you to show your friends that video. He wants everybody to see it. Right? I mean, the ego. Holy cow, it's out of control there. He wants everybody to see that video. Definitely not worried about consequences.
I think he portrays himself as that way, and I'll bet he wishes that was not out there.
Really?
Yeah.
How could he think that? How could he have been so naive to think like that?
I don't know. In the moment, maybe he didn't care, but afterward, I would think you feel kind of like, I didn't need this for that to happen.
I didn't need that to happen. I disagree with that. I feel like he is the type where he wants, I mean, there have been stories about him forever. He must not be too afraid of stuff getting out about him. I don't know. 803-0550. We talked about Diggs at the beginning, some drama, to put it gently, at the Patriots today. The Patriots coach, Mike Vrabel, doesn't seem real pleased. We will look for your calls again after a break. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here at 803-0550. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.